my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And this is for the recording date of Sunday, February the 16th, 2014. So the Quran says that the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, day and night, seed and vegetation, the photosynthesis, the scientific process of growing from the earth, the scientific process of the universe is life. And as we scientifically examine every facet of the universe, to the zodiac, which tracks the cycles of time, to water and the clouds, to the earth and vegetation, we learn at every hand of the power of life within the universe and within ourselves, being a part of the universe and a part of the Most High. So in every facet of the universe, we see the signs of life. And if we are scientists, then we are forced to believe, and real scientists, then we are forced to believe. And the proof of belief is in the actions of a believer that are commensurate with that which is believed in by the believer. Now we are to believe in life and act in accord and commensurate with life and empower ourselves, the babies, the youth, to now be scientists and go forth and create, build, facilitate the kingdom of God, Goddess, the Christ, Messiah, government, civilization. Now let's begin to prove some things about Christ now. Because it is my contention that each and every human being is a Christ spirit, soul, energy in human flesh. But let's see first Christ as quantum mechanics and quantum physics. Now you're going to have to go into the Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, and you're going to have to go into the etymological root words of the word Christos, which is where we get our English word Christ, which comes from the African Hebrew, having to do with the anointing. The word anointing in the African Hebrew is Mashiach, the oil representing the Holy Spirit, the oil representing the spirit energy of the Most High that permeates the universe and animates the whole of the universe and animates our spiritual, mental, moral, and physical structure. Nothing is inanimate. All are animate. All are full of the life, spirit, force, energy of the Most High. Now, the etymological root word of Christos is this word. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G 5490. Chasma. Chasma.
chasma. This is European Greek New Testament. Now, we must remember that the African Hebrews in Kemet, Egypt, translated the Old Testament from the African Hebrew into the European Greek. And so the New Testament comes behind such translation and teaching. And the New Testament is a retelling of the Old Testament using European words, European Greek words. But sometimes you hear the African Hebrew words coming through the European Greek, such as Jerusalem. No equivalent in the European Greek for that word. So you have the African Hebrew transliterated into the European Greek. But the European Greek words, the African Hebrews taught the European Greeks the words to use to teach this ancient African knowledge. Chasma. Let's hear the word again.
Strong's G 5490. Chasma. Chasma.
Chasma. 5490. Greek side. Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It means a gaping opening, a chasm, a gulf, akin to a yawn, an opening. Sisters and brothers, this is describing that phase of the universe as the watches of noon, that great expanse of the universe at one, no boundaries, no barriers, a gaping hole, a gulf, you might say, that needs to be filled. We don't say nothing filled with something. We say something that we can't see now being filled with something that we can see. This gaping opening, this chasm, which is where we get chasm, the gulf, the opening, the waters of noon. Now, let's go back to the next word. We're on our way back to Christ, Christos. The next word on the way back in the etymological roots is this word.
Strong's G 5494. Chaimon. Chaimon.
Now that word for chasm in the European Greek was neuter. I believe that that word is really describing the actual heavens herself. That womb that is the universe. See, sometimes the European Greeks would neuter something, but then other times they didn't. Other times they give you the masculine and the feminine. I don't believe you find too many neutered words in the African Hebrew. You just find verbs and adjectives and adverbs, but the nouns seem to all be masculine and feminine. So that chasm is, I'm going to say, the womb. And now this word, let's hear it again.
Strong's G 5494. Chaimon. Chaimon.
Chaimon, this is a masculine noun, and the definition is winter, stormy or rainy weather, tempest, winter, the winter season, meaning a storm as pouring rain. So we're talking about water. We're talking about the waters of noon now filling in that chasm, filling in that gulf. Now the sacred masculine waters are uniting with the sacred feminine, the womb that is the universe. Let's continue back to Christ. The next word is this one.
Strong's G 5495. Higher. Higher.
Higher. 5495. This word is feminine. Now watch this now. You that know Kemet, Egypt, you that know Ma'at, that sacred divine feminine power called Ma'at, represented by the beautiful black woman with wings. She is truth, justice, and righteousness. She, and I'm describing care in the Greek as I'm describing Ma'at in Kemet. She is that divine power. She is that divine reality, Ma'at, that without truth, justice, and righteousness, balance, reciprocity, the whole universe would fall apart. Truth, justice, righteousness, these are symbolized by the sacred divine feminine, balance, and reciprocity. The sacred divine feminine. Remember the mercy seat. Remember the seat that the ruler sat on. That seat, that throne. Truth, justice, and righteousness. Balance, reciprocity, Ma'at. That feminine power that animates and permeates the whole of the universe. That sacred feminine power that we must recognize as human beings so that we may chart the righteous, divine, truthful course in our lives so that we are empowered to create and facilitate the divine Christ government Messiah civilization here and now on this earth. Now, I've described to you by going back to Kemet, Egypt, Ma'at, and all of her divine attributes, I've described to you the divine attributes of care here. One of the etymological root words of Christos, Christ. Now, let's hear the word again.
Strong's G, 5495. Higher.
Higher. Higher is a feminine noun. She is defined as the help and the agency of anyone, by means of anyone. So the means is the Most High. And the Most High has sent higher. Feminine noun, European Greek, one of the etymological root words of Christos. She is here to help us, to aid us. She is agency. She is power. Next definition, applied to God, symbolizing his might, activity, and power. This feminine reality symbolizes the might, activity, and power of the Most High. In doing what, Strong's people? In creating the universe. So this divine feminine is the power, might, and activity that is behind or in the creating of the universe. The next definition, upholding and preserving. God is present, protecting and aiding one. So this feminine power is upholding and preserving the universe. Now, this has to be Ma'at. In Egypt, Kemet, Ma'at does all of this, upholds, preserves the universe, truth, justice, and righteousness, balance, reciprocity. The Africans taught. I'm back to Brother Oba Tshaka. Is it the Bambara people, the Ga people, taught, and other Africans all over Africa, taught that man and woman must live with truth and integrity, because that power upholds the universe. That power preserves the universe. So if we want to be held up and preserved, we must live Ma'at, live hair, live truth and integrity. The Africans taught not to do so is to be stricken with a spiritual leprosy, a disease that deforms and destroys. So when we speak that which is not truthful, when we act in ways that are the antithesis of integrity, then we can't be upheld by the universe. We can't be preserved. The next definition of hair is punishing. So when we go against the universe, we are punished. And one of the definitions of Yahushua is what is that word? Vengeance. Vengeance that the Most High, because we refuse to obey the principles and characteristics of life in the universe, then we invite the vengeance of the Most High on our heads. We invite this power in the universe to punish us for going against the principles and characteristics of life, for not heeding the signs, as the Quran says, of the universe, which teaches us of life all the time. L-I-F-E, life, the seed of life, producing life, the germ and the seed and the date seed and grain, all for life, the sun, moon, stars, and planets, giving us light, giving us photosynthesis, the sun, the waters, working with the earth, giving us growth and vegetation, giving us life. So when we go against life, then we are punished. The next definition of care is determining and controlling the destinies of men. And we say and women. And when you research the word hand, am I going to see that word hand in the next word? The word hand, oh yeah, the word hand is hair. So when you see Jesus, Yahshua, stretching forth his hand, and you see Yahushua saying that the kingdom of God is within, the kingdom of God is around you, the kingdom of God is at hand, and that word kingdom is feminine, and that word hand is hair, right here, feminine. So we have the power within our hands to determine and control the destinies of men. You heard about that case in, is it Florida? Is it Matthew Dunn who took in his hands the power to take the life of that young black man in Florida? See, look at the warfare. Look at the bloodshed. Look at the hatred. Look at the animosity and enmity between men and women. You can right now determine to make everybody you see have a miserable day. Or you can determine to make everyone's day better than it was. It's energy. It's vibration. It's the energy waves. Vibration. It is spirit. Soul, energy, force, this power that is within us, this hair, this ma'at, same reality. When you research the definitions of words, then even if you're looking at two different languages, you know the definition, you see this is the same. So hair and hand, this is ma'at. This is that power, that feminine power that is within all of us. Now, the next etymological root, we're working our way back to Christ, to Christos. We're looking at quantum physics and quantum mechanics. We started with the womb, that gaping hole, that chasm, which is the womb. We saw, and that's the feminine now, even though it's neutered in the Greek, that is the feminine. Then we came to the word that had to do with water. That's the masculine. All right? Represents the waters, seed of life, germ of life that we would call sperm. The sperm itself is masculine and feminine, but comes from the masculine, creating that watery reality that is in the womb of the woman that forms the embryo and so on, and the blastula, that watery reality. Now we're into the attributes, characteristics, that which comes out of this birth, this power that is born from this union of doctors of Nun and Nonet, called forth by Atum. The next word, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G5530. Chra'amai. Chra'amai.
Chra'amai is a verb. It means to receive a loan, to borrow, to take for one's use, to make use of a thing. So this power, we receive this power as a loan from the Most High. This feminine power, hair in the European Greek, ma'at in the African Kemet. We are loaned this power. We borrow this power. It didn't originate with us, but originated with the Most High. We take this power and we use it. But do we use this power for good or evil? We are loaned back to the Most High so that we can use this power for good and righteousness. All of this coming from the seed, the waters of Nun. That word water and winter in the European Greek, waters of Nun. And then that root word at the end having to do with the chasm, the gaping hole. Now let's look at the next word. And we're working our way back to crystals. These are the etymological root words of the word Christ that teach us quantum physics and quantum mechanics.
Strong's G5548. Chrio. Chrio.
This word is a verb and means to anoint, consecrating Jesus to the messianic office, furnishing him with the necessary powers for its administration, enduing Christians with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. This is a universal spiritual language that knows no boundaries and no barriers. This universe is full of the anointing of the Most High, that when we, as Yahushua Jesus, tap into this anointing, this power, we are furnished to fulfill our office as Messiahs and Christs so that we may administer the Christ Messiah government and civilization here and now on this earth through the exercising of the gifts of Mother Holy Spirit. Now the next etymological root, we're back to Christos. And Christos, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G5547. Christos. Christos.
Christos. 5547. Greek side. This is an adjective. This is an adjective. Means anointed. Christ the Messiah, the anointed Son of God, the anointed, the representing that seed from the Most High. And that seed is masculine and feminine. This is an adjective. Women are Christos. Men are Christos. The whole of we are Christos. So this teaches us that each and every one of us are the anointed. Now the Son goes after the woman. So we as a people who understand this message are seeking spiritual partners who act the role of the feminine so that we may emit the word of the Most High into that sacred divine vaginal tract to the womb that is the mind, that is the ear. That ear is the sacred and divine vaginal tract that the word of the Most High enters into the minds of the people. So we act as the Christ. Now that's Christos. Those are the etymological root words of Christos. Those words teach us quantum physics, quantum mechanics. They teach us the African teaching and science of creation. They teach us of the waters of Nun and and the womb of Nonet. Go back to the beginning of this lecture series and hear the details step by step of the waters of Nun and Nonet. Now I want to prove that we are Christ's. Each and every one of us are Christ's spirit, soul, energy in human flesh. I'm running up against a break. Now, verse 17 of James. Now, let me just take my time. My wife said I can have more time, and I'm thankful for the sacred divine feminine in my life. Now, James is European Greek, but the roots is African Hebrew, is Yaqub, or you would say, we would say Jacob in the English. Yaqub in the African Hebrew language is the supplanter. The supplanter who reaches for the heel of one. Remember in Genesis where it talks about the seed? That's you and me. We are the seed of that original earthly mother coming out of her as an egg. But the seed that was emitted into her represents the whole of the human family called Eve. We know that Adam is male and female, and Adam is Atum, Atum. Adam, same word, describing the seed of the Most High. But we are that seed in Genesis, masculine and feminine. And Satan strikes at our heel. Remember, read that in Genesis, what the Most High says to Eve. Satan, the serpent, strikes at the heel of the seed of the original mother. And the seed of the original mother will strike at the head of the serpent. Now that word that has to do with striking at the heel is Yaqub, that we say Jacob, the supplanter. And so what has happened, and let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.